You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, April 20th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 12. That's how many soccer clubs are joining a breakaway league in Europe called the European Super League. They include some of the sport's most popular franchises, including Manchester United, Arsenal, and Real Madrid. The new league is reportedly being funded through a loan from JP Morgan Chase. Teams would play midweek, and the league would rival the existing Union of European Football Associations, which oversees domestic leagues and a continent-wide championship, the Champions League. Major soccer clubs in Europe have called for changes to the Champions League for years now. The teams want more matches and more of the league's earnings. But many criticized the proposal for the new league, including UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and French President Emmanuel Macron. FIFA has threatened to ban players who participate in the league from competing in the World Cup. The next number up is 480,000. That's the number of deaths in the U.S. linked to cigarettes each year. The Biden administration is considering new regulations on cigarettes intended to make them less addictive. According to the Wall Street Journal, the Biden administration may impose a limit on how much nicotine cigarettes could contain so that they aren't as addictive. The Food and Drug Administration is also weighing whether to ban menthol cigarettes. Sources say the Biden administration could end up pursuing both regulations. This isn't the first time these policies are being considered. Under the Trump administration, the FDA considered both plans but didn't take action. The news hit the stocks of tobacco companies, including Altria Group, which fell by more than 6% on Monday, and Philip Morris International, which fell by more than 1%. Our last number is 274,000. That's roughly how many new COVID-19 infections in India were recorded on Monday. It's the highest single-day figure for the country since the pandemic began. The country is experiencing a second wave of the coronavirus, and the situation is looking dire. Intensive care units are running out of space across the country, and hospitals are facing oxygen shortages. The situation has led many to call for the resignation of political leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Analysts argue that India's fate could be a preview of what's to come for other emerging markets. Before the pandemic, India was already experiencing an economic slowdown. Now, rising COVID cases threaten the recovery of India's labor market. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, April 20th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.